13 minutes, gone past the 12 o'clock hour, welcoming you officially to the sunny side. Good afternoon, Lagos. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Well, of course, this is where the sun shines, just like, you know, Joyce says it. Today, we're going to be talking about lots of things worthy of note. Yes, and I want to talk about road rage in Lagos. Yes, and I want to talk about those who break the rule, those who are law enforcement, who continually break the rule in Lagos. I want to talk about this because we've seen several times, I'm sure that, I mean, if you're a road user in Lagos, you must have experienced some sort of road rage that was not necessarily, that was misplaced. Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Misplaced, because you're the one who's bullying, you're the one who's driving roughly, you're the one who's now hit me, but then you're getting angry. Excuse me? Yes, of course. I used to have a driver that used to say that. Now you're driving crazy. When you hit me, you start saying I was. A very interesting old man. So guys, let's talk about road rage. Let's look at how many violations of road traffic laws there has been since 2020 till 2022 and 2023 that we're in. I mean, we're still early in the year, so we don't have like a tentative you know list, but we're just in March. Wow, I'm moving pretty fast. Yeah, we're in March, so it's just 3 days into the year. But let's talk about from 2020 to 2022, and how do you even deal with these kinds of traffic violations, or, you know, these people who are, they enjoy it, you know, rough driving. And some people tell you that, you know, if you live in Lagos, that's the best way to go. That's how to survive the traffic in Lagos. Really? That's why I don't drive, by the way. Anyway, my name is Mary Anacon, welcoming you to the sunny side. Let's talk about road rage. I want to play you a video from a lady who apparently was bullied by a person who was driving a law enforcement vehicle. She was bullied by someone driving a law enforcement vehicle. Yes. And at the end of the day, the man took out her side mirror, literally just yanked it off the car. I'm going to play that audio, and then I'm hoping that we can post it on you, on our Facebook and on Twitter, so you can take a look. But for those of you who must have heard of this, I will give you some background into that story, and then we'll go into the nitty-gritty of road violations. Stay with us. I did really have to play this song and just take us a little bit back to, you know, when this song was a hit. It's not necessarily just a song. For me, I consider it an advisory. But let me get straight into the business of the day. We're going to talk about road traffic violations, but then we're looking at on the level of unlawfulness on the streets of Lagos. Now, a lady here, her name is Regina, posted some, I think 2 weeks ago, saying, good morning to the governor, and said, you said we should reach out to you if we had any complaints. And then this was her complaint. She said, on my way to work, a man with a large birthmark on his face, wearing blue, driving in an unidentified truck, that's a police escort car. Actually, this guy who was driving like a maniac and not observing any traffic laws tried to overtake my vehicle from the right. He hit my side mirror because the space was quite tight. I didn't want to move immediately any further because it would have scratched, you know, or even a situation where my mirror would have been yanked off. Tell me why this, she uses a bad word, and says, tell me why this person, an excuse of a man, came down from his car and started banging on my windows, telling me to wind down. Thank God my central lock was on. This man actually tried to forcefully open my car. Now, when he couldn't, then he proceeded to remove my side mirror. Literally, I can see him now yanking off, you know, the side mirror. While this was going on, a Mopole officer whose name tag read Ushe Peter watched the whole thing happen and did nothing. I chased them all the way to Ikoyi, and then I later lost them. Now, that's her story. I would rather that you see this as a video. I'm really hoping that we could post this video. But I'll try to play a little bit of the audio so that you can understand where the lady's coming from. You might not hear the man because she wound up, but the man is trying to open her car, forcefully yanking, you know, the knob of the door. And then, of course, when he realized that she was all locked in, he literally, you would see him rip off the side mirror on the right, put it in his car, and then drive off. Bear in mind that this is not just any truck. It's a police escort truck. And also, worthy of note, is the fact that a police officer was right there watching all of this happen. In fact, a mobile police officer. His name is Ushe Peter. He was watching all of this go down. I'm going to try to see if I can play that audio. So let's take a listen if there be any good audio from there. Let's see if we can get the audio to come out. I don't think there's an audio here. It's not coming out. Okay. Great. There's another one. Unfortunately, she's not saying anything. She's just recording everything while she's watching the man yank off her side mirror. Now he's driven off. She, again, followed them all the way to Ikoyi where she hit some traffic and then she lost them. I'm hoping that we'll be able to post that video on YouTube, on our Twitter and Instagram and, of course, on Facebook so that you can take a look at that video. And just to mention again, two things here. A man who's driving roughly, who already has hit the woman's car, of course, and hit her side mirror. And while she's trying to, you know, stay put and say, why would you drive like this? Why have you hit my side mirror? He comes out and tells her to wind down. And the woman locks her whole car because, I mean, she doesn't know who this man is and what he's capable of. And then we could see, I mean, I'm the only one who's watching this video right now until you can see it on social media. The guy literally yanks off her side mirror, the one he hit, puts it in his truck. While a police officer is watching, by the way, this is law enforcement, watching all of this happen and did nothing. And then he now said to them, oh, yeah, let's go. They now jump into the car and go away. Lawlessness at its height. So it's leading me to some of the questions that, you know, this has raised in my mind over the weeks that I've seen this video. And I'm wondering, why do things like this actually happen? Because it begs the question, if we have law enforcement agents that feel that they're above the law, who's to say that there will be any form of lawfulness? And I'm not just talking about Lagos here, even though Lagos is, you know, the place where this happened. But then we see a lot of, you know, police vans drive one way. Sometimes they beat traffic, you know, the traffic light, I beg your pardon. They do all sorts of things. And the truth is, we can't also say that it's just them. We also see, because it has become a thing, and they sometimes have these convoys, either they're driving behind their buses or something, a lot of other drivers who are overzealous join that because they also want to beat traffic. And so they join in that line. They just literally quietly join behind them so they could also, you know, beat the traffic light. So I'm really worried if we have law enforcement agents standing by to watch this kind of thing happen. And don't forget, it's a lady who's all alone in her car. She's not with anybody. She's alone. Thank goodness she was smart enough to, you know, lock the car, because who knows what that man was going to be doing or what he was capable of doing to her. So I want to give you some information as to the lawlessness that happens on Lagos's, you know, roads. I want to look at the amount of accidents that have happened. I was in an Uber the other day, I must say, and the Uber driver was praising this lady that he was playing race, you know, with, all the way from Aja to Victoria Island. And for the life of me, I mean, when I get into an Uber, I keep quiet. I don't want to converse, except it's very important. But then the way he was happy about the fact that the woman was a rough driver, but careful. And I said, those two can't be in the same sentence. I was saying this to myself, by the way. I really didn't want to engage. But he was so proud to say, that she loves it when women drive so rough but careful. Hey. So I asked myself, why am I in a car with a man who drives? Okay, I think what brought the conversation was that I was saying, I do not like the way you're driving. I told him to, you know, soft pedal and, you know, take it easy, even though we were caught in traffic, but we're trying to maneuver. And I said, you know, take it easy. And she said, there was a lady that did this, or there was another lady in front of us, apparently. And the woman was pretty smart in maneuvering her way through the traffic. And then he brought this conversation where he was like, there was a lady he was racing with all the way from, you need to see her. And I'm just saying to myself, it's not just the lady's life that's been endangered. She's also endangering the lives of other people who are driving right behind her, or those who are driving in front of her. But we never take these things into consideration, because, you know, there's that line that, if you must be in this Lagos, you must be white, you must know how to drive like a crazy person. When I was a little girl, I used to hear an advisory on the radio that said, be careful when you're on the roads, because the life you save may be yours. So my question this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, so I don't talk too much, is why do police and military vehicles operate like they're above the law? Yes, why do they do that? And many of us join these so-called convoys sometimes to beat traffic, and also in turn we disobey the law with these guys. So I'm just curious, where is LASMA? Where are our traffic wardens? Those people used to be a thing, and you the fear of a traffic warden was the beginning of wisdom back in the day. And what's the penalty for these road rages? And who's going to make sure that people comply with road rules, even when these law enforcement officers are the number one lead offenders? 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call, and let's have this conversation. Have you ever been in a situation where you had a road rage? It could have been you. It could be somebody who was driving rough, who hit you, and then it turned to something crazy. Again, have you had an encounter with these, military or police, trucks? Have you had an encounter? How did it go? How were you able to talk yourself out of it? Did you end up reporting? I mean, because I'm asking, if you're breaking a law and the lead lawbreaker is the man who's supposed to enforce the law, what does that leave us? 0700-993-993-993. You can join the conversation on our WhatsApp. Send us a WhatsApp message. You can tweet at Nigeria Info. I would like to hear from you. I'm hoping that we can get this video on our social media. That way you can take a look at it. And then, of course, tell me what you think. This woman obviously looked like... And this happened right in the middle of the road. It's not like, you know, it happened in a corner. It happened in the middle of the road. And he literally parked by her so she couldn't drive forward or move away from there. So he blocked her and then had a mobile police officer, stand watch while he ripped that woman's side mirror off. Let's talk. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, Marianne. Mm-hmm. Nakoboko.
All right.
Why they disobey, or why they act how they act, is like they feel that they have immunity and they can oppress and suppress. And it is our taxpayers' money that they are using, and they can do anyhow, and they can put sarin and waka and oppress and come out of the road. So they think because of that uniform, that's why they do what they do. And it is not done in abroad. Shebi, everything they copy from abroad. They don't copy cashless road and cashless intervention. My cashless and the killer, this financial institution, and they copy because they kill everybody. I don't see money.
Thank you very much for calling. Hello. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon. Please turn off your radio.
Yeah. Oh. Hello, you hearing me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Miriam, yeah. The Queen of Sheba.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear your voice yesterday. I hope it is well.
I'm doing the Sunny Side. Didn't you hear me yesterday?
Okay, Sunny Side. You know what?
What are you finding? What are you finding?
Okay, there's no lie.
Ekpele, ekpele. Mm.
So I'm finding myself where I'm eating. Thank God you are seeing me there. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me?
Yes, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, why is there that? I once asked a policeman, why don't they intervene when they are on duty, see something going wrong on the road or where they are? Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
He now told me that they went there for a duty, not to arrest those who are fighting. But those who are fighting or have anything wrong can approach him or her where he is already on his official duty. He has the right to call another police to come over this situation. That they don't just interact in every situation, just as the police inspectors have no power to handle matter in Lagos Island. The Lagos Island police station, okay, they are the one in charge of that. Are you hearing me?
Okay, wait, quickly, you have just 10 seconds.
Okay, so what is that the policeman you see on the way is on a mission. So he cannot leave that and go on with another one. Okay. But if the people that are there call his attention, he immediately will call another police for the nearby police station.
All right. Thank you very much, Ahigwe, for calling. We'll keep it at 60 seconds. Hello.
Hello, Miriam.
Welcome
good morning
to Sunnyside. It's afternoon, actually.
Yes, I'm speaking from Ijebu.
Go ahead.
Yes, I did. See, what you're saying is this. Police people have jurisdiction. Policemen that is working in Lagos Island cannot go to Mushu and arrest anybody. If they move into Mushu, they will first of all go to the police station in Mushu and make their entrance before going to arrest that person. And when they finish arresting that person, they get back to Mushu police station and report that they are successful before going back to Lagos Island. But let me be very frank to all listeners. Nigerian police force among the best professions in Nigeria. Do you know that? But why we call them bad names is because we see their ills on daily basis. How many people has our doctors killed from January to December last year?
Well, we're not talking about the doctors. Let's stay on the matter. We're talking about road violations. Let's not try to play run around the bush. Stay on the issue.
Nigerians should wake up and start doing what they are doing. Nigerian police force is the only government profession you can put properly for proper use. If we are doing what we are supposed to be doing, but Nigerians are not doing, they are praying to God for God to send angels to come and do what they are supposed to do. That is the major problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Emeka, for calling. Very noisy where you are, but thanks for calling. I really am curious because what happened to that lady, and anything could have happened. Imagine if she didn't have an AC car and she needed to have wound down because, you know, it's hot. I mean, it's really been hot these days. Imagine what could have happened to her. Anything could have happened. If that man had the effrontery to rip out her side mirror, anything else could have happened. But I'm not even just dwelling on that. The fact that there was a law enforcement agent who was flanking that guy and literally was standing watch for the guy as opposed to saying, "Oga, let's not do that." Or try to, you know, tell the man, even though he's, I mean, but you know, there's so many other things that are playing in my head. This might be his boss. This is the guy who pays him. This is the guy who he's attached to or works under. So, hey, he can't tell him the truth, right? But does that make you a good police officer? And what is good policing? When you see something that's wrong, you deal with it, report it, or intervene, but not standing by and letting another person's right be abused. And so I'm asking, I'm going back to my question because that's the issue. We're looking at, you know, the issue of road rage and the fact that people get away with this on a daily basis. And sometimes it doesn't end the way this woman's own ended. I mean, at least she lost the side mirror, but she was able to, she lived to talk about it. I've literally seen a truck ram into a car, reverse, ram into it again, and then drive away. More like, I'm teaching you a lesson, and you're supposed to be a law enforcement agent in that vehicle. Sometimes they're the ones driving. So I'm asking, why do these guys believe that they're above the law? Why do we have such lawlessness, especially on Lagos roads? We have the last mile, we have the traffic wardens. I have not seen traffic wardens in a while, by the way, but I've seen a lot of LASMA agents. I'm guessing that their roles kind of overlap. But where are these guys when things like this happen? And when these road rages get out of hand, sometimes you hear that somebody was hit, somebody, there was a fight, and somebody dropped dead. But just a few people are arrested. I'm going to give you some statistics on, you know, the traffic offenses that have taken place, in a couple of years before now. And I'll tell you some of the things that you can't do on our Lagos roads. And if you are caught doing, how much you have to pay. But the people who are supposed to apprehend you, the people who are supposed to point you in the right direction, are also engaging in the same act. So who's going to call who out? 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Turn off your radio, please.
Yeah, good afternoon. Can I remain anonymous, please?
Yes, please.
Yeah, because I want to speak based on the example you gave. I don't want to speak on based on the body of the question.
Mm-hmm.
The lady said the police officer was there. Because people are calling as if the police officer must come down and have the person arrested. No. For the mere fact that police officer is able to make his presence feel, just to showcase that what we call...
No. The police officer was in the same car with the man who yanked off her side mirror. That's what I was saying.
That is even the worst part of it, actually. The police officer in itself become an accessory to the crime that he's supposed to protect.
Mm.
Well, that's what we see in Nigeria. At some point, my uncle visited me here in Lagos from the east. And then he came to where I went to.
More talk, news and sports after this.
Yes, it's Wednesday and we have worthy of note. We're looking at traffic offences in Lagos and road traffic violations and road rage. We're looking at law enforcement agents leading on the, you know, offence board. And one would wonder, why would the person who's saddled with the responsibility of making sure that we live by the rules... how is that person the number one offender? Or maybe just a mere, you know, passerby that would never do anything, would just, you know, turn, you know, and look the other way. Because in the case of this lady and the story that I was talking about, in that video, the lady says, "This morning on my way to work, a man with a large birthmark," very, very apt description, if you see the video, a man with a large birthmark on his face, wearing blue, driving an unidentified truck, which is a mobile police escort car, actually bullied me on Freedom Way, Lekki. I was on my lane and this guy was driving like a maniac and not observing any traffic laws. He tried to overtake my vehicle from the right. He hit my side mirror because the space was quite tight. I did not want to move immediately because of how tight the situation was. I didn't want any further scratches or even a situation where my mirror would be yanked off. Tell me why this man, an excuse of a man, came down from his car and started banging on my windows, telling me to wind down. Then, okay, she now said, thank God. My central lock was on. This man actually tried to forcefully open my car. Where he couldn't, he then proceeded to remove my side mirror. While this was going on, the mobile police officer, whose name tag read Ushe Peter, watched the whole thing happen and did nothing. I chased them all the way to Ikoyi, but then I lost them. That's her story. Still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Mary Anacorn and we are talking on something that's worthy of note. And we're looking at road rage. We're looking at traffic laws and the violation that comes with it. And the leading violators, law enforcement. Yes. When I say law enforcement, it's not just the police we're putting on the chopping board. We see the guys from the correctional facilities also. Sometimes there's nothing in the vehicle. We see the guys who are driving the bank. What's it called now? My brain's not working. The bullion vans. There's nothing in it, but they're just, you know, driving like crazy people. the only guys I know that when they're not carrying anybody do not drive crazy are the ambulances. But then we see the military guys, we see the correctional facility guys, and I'm talking about the prisons. We see the police, you know, driving crazy. And most of the time, they are violating traffic laws. I'll give you some background into some of the traffic laws that Lagos State Government has and, you know, how much you need to pay if you are caught. Now, if you're caught for dangerous driving, you'd pay 50,000 naira. If you go personal or hospital, you reject an accident victim, you pay 50,000. I don't know why that is there. This one says driver's license. If you don't have it, you pay 10,000. If you are caught assaulting a road marshal on duty, 10,000. For overloading, you pay 10,000. Driving a commercial vehicle without passenger manifest, 10,000. Attempt to corrupt a marshal, 10,000. If you violate a route, you pay 5,000. Excessive smoke emission, 5,000. Driving under the influence of alcohol, 5,000. I hope that this is updated, by the way, because you're driving under the influence. You could kill somebody. Why are you paying 5,000 naira? Why? I know. I don't work with the Ministry of Transportation in Lagos, but wow. 5,000? Oh, come on, guys. Anyway, do not drive in Lagos State if you're under the age of 18 years, because the penalty of driving in Lagos under this, if you're under 18, is 30,000. Now, this is upgraded. Come on. Do not drive without a driver's license in Lagos, because that vehicle will be impounded by the appropriate officials. That's the penalty. Now, if you drive with a fake driver's license, you get 6 months imprisonment for anyone caught. Ah, this is the upgraded one. Thank goodness. Now, if you drive with a fake number plate and you're caught, you would pay 30,000 naira and you would spend up to 3 years behind bars. If you do not drive in, do not drive in Lagos State with a forged vehicle particular, because you have 6 months behind bars if you're caught. Now, disobeying a LASMA, that's a Lagos State Traffic Management Officer, this traffic offense in Lagos State, I must tell you, is penalized by paying a fine of 30,000 or your vehicle will be impounded. Now, if you do not display a Hackney permit while driving, the offense attracts an impoundment of your vehicle outrightly. There's no but or. Driving on a Lagos road without roadworthiness, the vehicle will be impounded by the appropriate authorities. Now, driving only yellow cabs, this is for driving, for those who drive yellow cabs. If you drive a yellow car and you're not a taxi, you will pay 80,000 and must paint your car with the appropriate colors after payment. So if you're a taxi driver and you drive a yellow car and there's no black line, that stripe, to show that it's a taxi, that's what will happen. So when you pay that 80,000, you're now made to go get the yellow and black stripes so everybody can tell that you're, you know, a taxi driver. Now, driving a commercial vehicle without a Hackney permit, the commercial vehicle will be impounded by LASMA officials. There's no or. Driving kabu-kabu without an official permit. A kabu-kabu is used to move goods efficiently from one place to another. In Lagos State, kabu-kabu is localized indigenous name. You know now. Kabu-kabu. Now, if you drive it without a permit and if you're caught, the kabu-kabu will be impounded. There's no but or. Mm-hmm. Driving in Lagos without full lights, the fine is 50,000 naira and must be paid. Driving with worn out tires, the fine is 30,000 naira if your tires are suspected to be worn out. Driving without a spare tire, if a spare tire is needed in the case of an unforeseen emergency and you don't have it, the fine is 30,000. And when you pay, there will be an inspection so that they make sure that you have bought a tire that would be needed when you have emergencies. Okay. Now, if you're caught smoking while you're driving, you pay 30,000 naira. If you don't pay the 30,000, your vehicle will be impounded. Driving without a fire extinguisher, 30,000 will be paid to the FRSC or Loma. Now, never engage in a physical battle with a road traffic officer because you will be charged 50,000 naira or you might spend 6 months behind bars. Driving on the road with a broken windscreen, you will pay 30,000 naira if caught with one. Fixing your windscreen is cheaper. And they put there in parentheses, I promise. Driving one way. This is when you're driving on a one-way road just to beat traffic. There are some roads in Lagos which are one-way lanes. If you are caught, for example, if you are coming towards Victoria Island right after the toll gate, and then the turn on your left which takes you to four points, that is a one-way road. You can't turn. You have to go all the way down, turn around the mobile headquarters, come back up, and then enter that street. But you can't enter the road to your left when you're coming from, you know, Lekki toll gate. So, yeah, if you are caught, you'd spend 36 months in prison. There's no money, oh, there's no fine. You just spend 36 months in prison, so just avoid it. And finally, driving without a seatbelt. The problem here is, why would you want to drive on the road without a seatbelt? Because you're risking your life and the life of your passengers. The offense attracts the fine of 30,000. What about going to jail? Anyway, I had to put all of that out so that I could state something. What about law enforcement officers who should know these laws and these traffic laws breaking that law? Because all of these offenses, yes, and I'm not saying that we don't have crazy drivers or people who just knowingly don't wear their seatbelts. Just say, you say, why are you not wearing your seatbelt? I don't need it. Really? But what about the guys who knowingly break the law because they wear a uniform or they carry a rifle or because they carry a vehicle that, you know, has the emblem of law enforcement. So they think that they can get away with it. So that's the basis of this conversation. But I'd like to let you talk while I just listen. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. Tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter or send me a WhatsApp message. I'd love to read from you. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Lenya. Calling from Isolo.
All right, go ahead.
So, I wondered. I've heard people say, oh, the police officer was not within his jurisdiction and that is why he did nothing. If that woman had also had her own kind of crate, wound down, pepper sprayed that guy, probably hit his head with a hammer, will the policeman also still stand by and just go watching since it is not within his jurisdiction? Yeah, because that could have happened if it was somebody like me. I would have just pepper sprayed him first. I would move my car and squash him by the side.
No violence.
Why? What do you mean? Why he talking about listening? If I had wound down and I had nothing to protect myself, he would probably hit me and go. So, I mean,
it could have escalated in any way. Yes, it could have escalated into anything.
Yes. So that is it. That people should stop saying, oh, he's not within his jurisdiction. The man ought to protect. I mean to say, citizens protect each other when it's a case of fight or stuff like that. Why would a policeman stand by? That policeman should be dismissed. He doesn't know his job. He's just collecting salary for fancy, honestly.
All right. Yeah. I can tell you are angry. Okay, lady. But it's interesting that these offenses are all ruled out for us, the common man, which is okay. But we also live in a country where law enforcement officers, with reckless abandon, yes, I'm calling you all out, disobey traffic laws like it's nobody's business. What really concerns me, just as the last caller said, these police officer was with the man who yanked somebody's car side mirror off, banged on her, you know. I mean, don't forget, the man who's doing all of this is the offender. He's the one who's driving rough. He's the one who's trying to beat traffic. He's the one who's offending all the traffic rules in Lagos. God knows where he was going. The police officer was in the car while all of this was happening. And when the man comes down and then tries to violate this woman's rights, he's still standing by. His name is Ushe Peter. He's a police officer. Let's go back to the phone lines. Hello. Sorry if that was you. Please call me back. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
This is Mary Ann.
Sandra, okay, Mary Ann.
Number three.
Yes. So what I want to say is that I promise Nigeria This is the reason why they make a violent election. I promise the people that are supporting APC in the name.
Have a nice day. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Joy.
Joy, turn off your radio. I can hear myself.
Oh, sorry. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
You know why the policeman refused to talk?
Why?
That man is the one, maybe he's paying him some money. That is why he refused to talk. That is why he was watching. But he forgets the tax that other sister pay. They use it to pay him also. Mm. But it's that guy that is paying him a large money. That is why he was watching the scenario happen. Then again, in our country, did you know those who make the law is the one break the law mostly? If you stop a policeman now, you cannot see him having driving license. All our Air Force people, they don't have those things you just read out. There was one day, road safety stopped me, said my tire has expired. And the one that was in his own road safety moto, he has expired. He's even worse than my own. And I'm not asking, this one that you are carrying with my own, which one is better? He refused to talk. So they are the one breaking the law, my sister. Thank you.
It's quite unfortunate. And the question is, how do you hold people... I'll tell you a very funny story, and I'm not in any way saying that this is standard, but when I was in secondary school, I was a punctuality prefect, and I'm not proud of it, but I would come to school maybe a few minutes late, and then the people who came with me, as soon as we get through the gate, I'll say, everybody, kneel down, drop your bags. Ah, but senior, you came with us. That's what the policemen are doing. So you're breaking the same laws that you're supposed to uphold and enforce. But then we can't question you because, you see, you wear that uniform and you carry the rifle. But then those of us who don't wear the uniform and don't carry the rifle, the law will catch up with us, but it would never catch up with you. But how do you sleep at night, sir? How do you sleep at night, madam? If you're breaking the same law and then you're trying to make sure by force and by fire that you... I'm not saying the traffic offenders should not be brought to book, but should you... The person wearing that uniform, calling yourself law enforcement, do the same thing. Or stand by and watch somebody you will call Oga abuse the rights of a road user, even when you were in the wrong. Should you be worthy of wearing that uniform in the first instance? Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, my sister, Sandra. Good afternoon.
My name is Mary Ann.
This is Justina calling from Egypt.
Okay, Justina, this is Marianne, not Sandra.
Okay, sorry about that.
Go ahead.
I agree with my sister Joy, your market woman, because it's all these false men, they are the one that is breaking the law. I remember when they banned Okada from Lagos, all these uniformed men, they all turned themselves to Okada men. So carrying passengers from one place to another just because they are wearing uniform. So it's not fair. If they put law, let them follow the law, then we, the masses also, we follow them. God bless you, my sister.
All right. Don't comfort me. This is like a preacher saying, don't do this, don't do that. This is what the Bible says. But there are, I don't want to be extreme, but I'm thinking of something else in my head. A pastor says, do not commit fornication or adultery. And then he's doing it. You're seeing it in the... It's not like he's hiding. He's doing it in the open. And you can see him do it. And then he reprimands you for doing what he's doing. And then you say, but sir, you're doing the same thing. And we're both reading the same Bible. Why should I obey this when you're doing the same thing? Are you not supposed to lead by example? And then he says, oh, shut up. You follow the Bible. Don't follow me. That's what it looks like, right? 0700-993-993-993. We have about 4 minutes on the clock. Let me see if I can read some messages on WhatsApp. Someone here, Evie from Iba, says, I started avoiding anything or anyone on the road when I saw the movie Unhinged. There are many crazy people out there, and God helps help us all. I understand, Evie. I mean, people are crazy. This one says, It's like you have a personal issue with police, which is unfortunate for you to let everybody know as a presenter. First of all, you said that police officer was standing by the road. And secondly, you said the police officer was inside the car. I'm sure you were not listening to me, sir. And this is what happens. Because you already have a bias of sorts, you don't want to hear the whole story, or you just heard us halfway and then you've made up this thing in your head. I'm sure you're a police officer, but I hope that you're a good one and not a biased one. But thank you for your message anyway. This one says, issues like this are common on Lagos roads. People behave as if they are above the law because those at the helm of affairs are not in charge due to corruption. Again, if there were CCTVs on our roads, that wouldn't have happened. We're gradually heading to a banana republic. I don't think so, Henry. We do have CCTVs. I'm sure that a lot of people don't realize, but there are CCTVs on some parts of our roads. In fact, beat traffic light, then you realize that. So again, you might not be reprimanded immediately because that's the problem here. There are CCTV cameras in a few places, but unfortunately, it's one day. Maybe you're going to renew your driver's license, so you want to go and change something. Your plate number will now be flagged. Then you realize somebody's watching. But then we're not just talking about people watching. We're talking about the safety of the people who are driving on the streets, law enforcement doing their jobs. And for the policeman who sent me a message saying I have a personal beef for police officers, let me say it in our local balance. You know me before? I'm joking. Anyway, when I told the story and I read it out, this was a mobile police escort vehicle. There was a mobile police officer who came out of the car with this man and was standing there while the man was doing what he was doing to that lady's car, while he yanked off that lady's side mirror. So I didn't say at any point that he was standing on the road. Well, yeah, where he was standing was the road, but he was part of that police vehicle. He was in that vehicle. He came out with that man. So that's why I said that he obviously probably works with him. He might be his boss or somebody he reports to, but they were together. And the lady chased after them, but unfortunately she lost them somewhere in Ikoyi. So I'm asking, why do law enforcement agents, and when I talk about law enforcement, I'm talking about including the military, including the correctional facilities guys, because we see them. And the reason why I took the time to read all of the traffic offenses and the penalties was because I wanted to look at all of them and I wanted you to hear them and also realize that these laws are made for us. But what happens to a law enforcement agent who flouts that same law, driving a law enforcement vehicle? What happens to them? Should we review this one? 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. You could also call if you're a lady, 01465-7190. If you're on Twitter, tweet at Nigeria Info FM. And let's hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp message also. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Ade from Lagos Island.
Hi, Ade. Go ahead, please.
Those people that you are mentioning, those law enforcement that you are mentioning, that the law could not take. See, this law that they are making it for the poor masses. They are using it to oppress poor masses. And I'm saying this, and I will keep saying this. It is the poor masses they will suffer in. They are all this election that went that we just did. They use it to. They just want to be in power. That is all. That is what the election is all about.
Okay, we're not talking about elections, and I hate it when we're talking about serious issues, and then you now try to twist it to be about elections. You can rant about elections when we talk about elections. We're talking about law enforcement, and law enforcement agents who are breaking the law. And of course, other ordinary people who are breaking the law, traffic offences and road rages, and what must be done? Because we can't just talk about this and not talk about justice being done. Because the truth is, if you're making sure that I don't violate any of these traffic laws, but you are doing it, why should you apprehend me if you're doing the same thing? It's double standards, isn't it? But then, that would be calling for some form of confusion. So you'd want to, because really, you're not law enforcement. You're not wearing a uniform. You're not carrying a rifle. So you have to do the right thing. But then, who holds these people accountable for their actions? Big question. We'll take a quick break. When we come back on the other side, we'll be wrapping up on this conversation. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anacon. We'll be right back. All right, we're still talking of, you know, the issue of road rage. We're talking about the fact that many people offend, you know, or rather disobey traffic laws. There's so many of those traffic offenses, like I read out earlier on. But then the guys who are leading in these offenses are law enforcement. Isn't that ironic? Because the video that we're talking about this afternoon is of a guy, the offender is a guy who's driving in a pickup truck, which belongs to law enforcement, mobile police to be exact. And he was driving rough. He was literally beating all traffic lights and doing all the, you know, drama that they do when they're on the road. Just driving crazy, according to the lady. And she was trying as much as possible to avoid him, but then he hit her side mirror. And of course, you know how it is in Lagos when that happens. She's saying, are you serious? Are you okay? Are you out of your mind? Why would you do that? And then the man comes down. Now, she's very smart. I must give it to the lady. She's very smart to be able to read that man's body language, because she would have just come straight and probably hit her. But he now comes out of his car, bangs on her windows, tells her to wind down. And she's looking at him like, no, that's not going to happen. And then, of course, we see in the video, he's yanking the door, you know, yanking it to see if it'll open, and it's not opening. So he, out of frustration, I'm guessing, goes for the side mirror and yanks it off, takes it to his car and drives off. Now, while he was doing all of this, a mobile police officer that was in the same vehicle with him was standing by and watching all of this take place. And guess what? We have his name. Officer O'Shea Peter. Now, people have called and said that, oh, well, because maybe that's not his jurisdiction, he couldn't do anything. How about saying, boss, this is not right. No, let's not do this. Or let's copy down her plate number if you think she was the offender, and then would you know, give it to the appropriate authorities and let the woman also, you know, take their number and say, okay, we will meet in, you know, at the police station or at Loma. I'm just saying. He could have said, oh, no, sir. Can we drive, you know, a bit slowly, or can we just slow down when we get to the traffic light? He didn't do anything. We're not saying arrest your boss or whatever. But the fact that he stood by and watched all of that play out, it means that he could have done that. He could have done the same thing that the man did. And so my question is, why do these people, law enforcement agents, feel that they're above the law and take laws into their hands? For example, what we've seen, and I'm sure that if I call people now and say, all right, Lagos, have you ever been in a situation where a law enforcement agent drove carelessly and then, of course, tried to attack you, or, of course, as they always do, you know, try to bully us? And I'm not saying that they're not great police officers. Don't get me wrong. I have worked with some very incredible police officers. Hats off to them. But then there are these guys who we see here on a daily. And we can almost be certain that this is what we will see when we are on the road. At least every day that you set out of your house and go to work, go to your business place, go to wherever, you see at least one police vehicle driving like somebody is pursuing them. Abby? I mean, I could be wrong, but please help me. And so my question is, again, how do you enforce a law that you yourself, sir, ma'am, are breaking? And how do we get people to obey that law if they can quickly say, but you just did the same thing? I mean, there's nothing you can do. You can only just argue. But if you are caught, you have to pay. If you were doing the wrong thing, I mean, as a civilian. But who gets to make sure that these law enforcement officers are set on the straight and narrow, or at least get some discipline? 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. And of course, we are taking your thoughts on WhatsApp. So send us a message on WhatsApp. We'd like to read from you. And you can tweet at Nigeria Info FM. Somebody's making me laugh here. This one says, hi, Maryam. Which of the laws do citizens and its leaders keep or obey in Nigeria? He says, we're a lawless society. Chris. Chris, are you lawless? This one says, good afternoon, Maryam. My name is Ocheja Jaffeth. Ocheja. Did I get it right? Anyway, he says, it is a clear-cut fact that our law enforcement agents in our country, Nigeria, are above the law. You see them, plow their way on the road. They believe they're above the law. God help Nigeria, he says. Thank you very much, Jaffeth, for your message. Somebody says, the CCTV is for you and me. If the likes of, I will not call anybody's name, is going to renew his papers, will anybody tell him that the CCTV caught them breaking the law? The law is for the masses. They keep them subjugated till they can transition to the other side. George Orwell sure knew what he was talking about. Some animals are more equal than the others. This one says, they have shipped you to the midday show. Yes. You are funny, Emma. He says, law enforcement bully people because of their uniform and their arms. I didn't see any vehicle or Hilux belonging to the police or army that was auctioned for breaking traffic laws or driving one way. That's worthy of note, eh? Because the truth is, who reprimands these guys? Who gets them to justice? Because you can't be saying you want to enforce the law when you are the number one breaker, allow me to use that word loosely, of the law. So how do you hope to do this? And again, for our police officers, this is a challenge to you. If people are calling you out so much and saying you are number one when it comes to breaking the laws, whether it be traffic or whatever offenses, should that not make you begin to reassess your position as a police officer, as a law enforcement officer? Should that not make you call to question the oath that you took when you first decided to, serve as a police officer or as a traffic warden or whatever? I'm just saying. And how well do you sleep at night? Do you sleep at night? Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Oh dear, please call us back if that was you. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Most people will say that woman handled herself very well, but then she lost a side mirror. Depending on what car it is, it might be expensive to replace one, but she didn't lose anything else. So thankfully, she lost something that she can buy back, but she didn't lose anything else. But let's talk about road rage on this side. We see a lot of road rage, whether it be law enforcement, whether it be ordinary civilians, we see a lot of road rage. I've seen a guy literally come out of his vehicle, punch through the glass, and it scatters into the face of the driver, and then walks back into his car and drives off like nothing happened. I'll tell you my very first experience when the first day I moved to Port Harcourt to start Nigerian Full FM Port Harcourt. We were being driven and we got to a roundabout in, I think, Rumola or so, for those who know Port Harcourt very well. And I tell you what, that's one thing that scarred me. I never, ever wanted to drive in Port Harcourt ever, till I left that place. I saw this car. Obviously, they may have been racing each other or something must have happened. And so this guy rams straight into the guy's rear end. Boom! Reverses, does it again, and then drives off. And I'm mortified that, oh my goodness, what if he kills the man? I mean, because the other guy doesn't see it coming. But for him, in his mind, that's a lesson. Next time, you will not struggle road with me. And that's, the guy lived. Some people, especially those who don't wear seatbelts, would have flown out of that car. How do we deal with this issue of road rage? Because now it's between me and you. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can join the conversation on WhatsApp. I'll give you the WhatsApp number in a bit. Let me give it to you quickly. Oh, okay. While I'm doing that, please call us. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. And you could send us a message on Twitter, that's Nigeria Info FM. We would like to hear from you. Let's talk about road rage for a second. Why do people get so angry when they're on the road? And have you seen one? Were you able to deal with one? Because I've seen a friend of mine literally take on a police officer. I was so afraid for his life. But that's road rage. Anyway, send us a WhatsApp message, 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. Back to the phone lines. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Southern Side. Turn off your radio, please. Turn it off.
I don't know what you have done to my line. Oh, if I call, it's not.
Who has done to your line? Who is this person? Let's go and beat him. Who?
I don't know whether you don't like me. Oh.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay,
that's how I'm calling this line.
All right, go ahead.
See, there's something we have to separate here. Somebody called and said, we will see more of this during this boosting.
No, we're not talking about APC or TV.
I know, I'm coming to that. Please, I want to disabuse people's mind. Please, don't let us find out.
I've already done that. Let's move on to the topic we're talking about.
The topic is everywhere now because the situation will even make you go gaga. Honestly, you are left house. No money, you are at work, no money, everywhere, everything is hard and tight. So you are living with anger. You wake up with anger. You walk out the road with anger. You are coming home to sleep with anger.
Yes, but why should I be a victim of your anger? Be angry at yourself. Be angry at the system. But please, I'm not the reason why the situation is like this. I'm suffering.
The economy now, it goes round and round just like that. Mm. So little thing, I will not tolerate your excesses. Even though it is tolerable, I would not want to tolerate. You don't want to tolerate mine. That is justice.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, John, for calling. On WhatsApp, somebody, Sunday Olochukwu here says, this is serious. So most of our law enforcement agents are scared from what has been playing out. God save us in sacred cows, I'm sure he said. God save us in this country. Thank you very much, Olochukwu Sunday from Ogun State. Let's go to the female line. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yes. Yeah, so, personally, I don't think it has anything to do with the situation of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just people that can't drive, thinking they can drive, and then dragging road, and then getting angry when you try to tell them you don't know how to drive.
Hmm.
Yes. Is everybody angry? No, you see somebody in a really nice car, not angry. Like, I get angry on the road.
Mm.
That's always because people are trying to chance me. Well, I just told me there are no lanes in Lagos, and I refuse to believe that. There are lanes.
There are lanes.
Yeah, but they always tell me there's no lane. So I'm trying to prove that this is my lane, which is always what gets. And then somebody's trying to act like, you know, momoa.
Bully you,
know?
You off the lane, yes.
Yes. And I'm like, it's not going to happen. So half the time, I spend half my time saying prayers to myself, setting myself to calm down. Let the person go. The person's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it doesn't work.
sometimes you have to share weary.
Yes, yes, yes. But half the time when I get angry, because I'm like, come on, know how to drive. This is not your lane. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm.
So, yes, if people know how to drive, we'll have less, you know, less.
But what's the farthest you could go in your anger while you're on the road?
Oh, you don't want to know. Okay. So
would you take out somebody's side mirror? Would you do that?
They've done that to me.
But I'm asking you, would you do it?
Yes, I've done that. We've done the thing. We're
both
trying to take each other's side. We're both trying to take out my side. Unfortunately, if my car was stronger than theirs.
What did the side mirror do to you? Why?
No, it wasn't deliberate. I didn't come out. See, the one they did to me, they came down and took it off. The one I did to them was our cars. We're dragging how you're dragging. This is my lane and that lane.
Wow.
So my side, my car was stronger than theirs. So my side mirror took out theirs in the process of dragging. But I've had my side mirror taken off. Like the person got down and took it off.
Wow.
And of course, we continued our insults. Is that all you could do? That's all. I'll fix it. I'll buy it. But nowadays, I just tell myself.
How do you go home to your kids and say, don't fight in school, don't do this? But mommy's mommy's acting crazy in traffic.
Yeah, well, I tell them, don't fight, you know. Yeah, do as I,
You see, yeah, but that's the problem. But thank you very much for calling. That's what I said. It's like a preacher saying, don't commit adultery, don't drink alcohol, don't blah, blah, blah. But then he's doing it in the full glare of the church members. And then when you confront them, they're like, No, don't do as I do. Don't copy me. Do what the Bible says so you can go to heaven. Excuse me, sir. Are you not also a candidate? Anyway, back to the phone lines. Hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to the
Hello,
sunny side.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Lady
Anne. Yes.
Hello. Good afternoon.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. My name is Bahomi.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. To me, road rage is not worth it. Because I've been like... I learned one lesson about 10 years ago. I was driving in the night. So there was this Sienna, like that, Sienna van that was just speeding off and was driving recklessly. Mm-hmm. So he was just trying to piss me off and I decided to react. So in the process of that reacting, this guy wind down his vehicle and brought out and pointed a gun at me. In the night.
Oh, wow.
In the night. This is around 9 p.m.
Well, that's not a good time to struggle with anybody. That's not a good time.
Mm-hmm. If I got shot by that time, there won't be any witness.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Mm.
So, because of that, man, since that day, I don't want to react.
You avoid Wahala.
I just... See, you... Two of you, after that dragging, you'll be in that same traffic. By the time you get to the end of the traffic, you can overtake that person.
Mm.
So you see that you guys will get home. If you guys are going to the same place, you get home at the same time. Once he stops, in the next 10 seconds or 15 seconds, you are behind him. So why are you dragging?
What was all this drama about?
Yes.
I'm glad that somebody's seeing the sense of
it.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your thoughts. Somebody here says, let's see. Somebody says, Marianne, the Nigerian force men and women are above the law. We should stop deceiving ourselves. That's the truth. It reminded me of a drama book called Animal Farm, where it was said that all animals are equal, but in reality, some are more equal than the other. John from VI, thank you very much for your message. This one says, I don't think it has to... So this person is saying it doesn't have anything to do with the situation in the country. Most times, it's bad manners. It's your bad character that you're just showing, Abby. This one says the situation in the country alone has stressed people and people are frustrated. Yemi from Owode. But that's the thing. I'm frustrated. You're frustrated. He's frustrated. But we're not the cause of your problem, sir. So why are you trying to... bully me because you feel frustrated? I'm not the cause of your problem. So why you're channeling your anger to the wrong person? So why don't you just deal with your issue on your own and not, you know, try to make me more like an embodiment of your problems? That's what I'm saying. People have their own personal problems. If it's either they don't have cash or they've not been able to get fuel, or, you know, they're not been able to get to work on time or something. But that should not be the reason why you're bullying another person off the road. That should not be the reason why you're taking off your shirt and removing tires, a bad guy that you is. No. That's not an excuse. That I'm going to go the Bible way. That was inexcusable. Holy Goshen. Fendi Mendieta says, I've seen road rage in Texas. There's one driver who pulled out a gun to threaten the other driver. It's advisable not to get into road rage with anyone, regardless whose driver wrongly. I'm sure you mean who drove, you know, wrongly. Just control your emotions. Give the crazy driver away because you don't know who has a gun in their car. Fendi, thank you very much. Just like one of the callers said, that somebody pointed a gun at him at night. And I mean, that would have been the end. No witnesses. And that would be it. But God forbid. This one says, like what the lady caller is saying, people can't drive. Exceedingly true. And I guess it's because of plug and play cars. That's the automatic gear. Perhaps government should reinstate manual gear policy. Oh God, are we going forward? Are we going backward? What was all this? I'm not going to buy a manual car. But Obi, thank you very much for sending that message. Stephen from Okota here says, most Nigerians are angry. They transfer their rage to the road. Even some of the security agents are not well paid, thus cannot even afford a good car. They believe that with a good car, you can take care of yourself. Marianne, after you leave your house to the street, especially Lagos, you're on your own. CCTV is to monitor the routes for the governor's convoy. Stephen from Okota. You know this because you work in government house, Abby. This one says, my name is Olariwaju. If it's properly checked, that man has a car without a side mirror and sees that woman's own as a means of replacement. Let's not just go on. Having that in mind, she just donated a side mirror to a less privileged person. He says, Olariwaju, thank you very much for that message. This one says, good afternoon. It's very painful when people that are supposed to enforce the law are the ones breaking it with their full chest because, you know, they've got uniforms on. They're in a position of authority, and this goes way down even to the families. People in charge break laws and expect the masses to uphold theirs. And how does that work? Lead by example, then we'll all be good. Once an enforcer in Nigeria, you're above the law. Shaking my head. Casper from Ogun State. Thank you for your message. I'm going to go back to the phone lines in a bit because we have 3 minutes before we go on the break. This one says, well, to me, I don't know if there's a solution to this problem because people who are supposed to keep the people in check are busy disobeying the same law they made. I beg, how this country won't take move forward? I will just tell people, as you're getting angry, be thinking about your families and yourself. Very important. And lastly, this one says, good afternoon, Marianne. You are the... thank you very much. Says, I'm the best on-air broadcaster. Well done. Give me money, please. These guys, police and paramilitary dogs... did you call them dogs? No, please don't do that. I thought you were talking about animals. Well, these police and paramilitary behave in more... civilized manner than them. Okay, you're saying that, I get it. Polycarp, you're saying that the police behaves in a worse manner than, you know, they should. Okay, I get you. Thank you very much for your message, Polycarp. Well, I'm going to take one last call and then we will wrap this up because I want to talk about something soft the next hour. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. You're my last caller on this
good
side.
Good afternoon, Leon.
Good afternoon. Up. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
There are people who are blaming...
give me your name now.
Nah. No vex now.
I know one calm. And my own rage be this.
This is what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
Now, people are blaming the anger on the situation of the nation, right? I just feel that they transfer their anger to somebody they feel they are more superior than Shaget. If you're angry, go and slap soldier because you're angry. Go and slap soldier.
Watch your eyes, we see.
Go and slap soldier and say, because you are tired, you don't have money. So this soldier man, maybe it's the reason of everything. Go and slap him. So we know truly that you're angry. Well done.
Thank you very much. That's a very interesting thing to say. Because you can't tell me, you can't hide behind the fact that, I'm frustrated, this country wants to kill me. And then so you take it out on the next person. Don't do that. That's not an excuse that carries any weight. You will still pay or go to do 6 months behind the bars. You heard me when I said I reeled out all of the offences and the penalties. Some are so inexcusable that there is no or, there is no but. So the next time you head out to the streets of Lagos, and you see a crazy driver, please move to the side. Let them be going. Me, I always say, what you're looking for is in front. It's waiting for you, but I'm not going to be your victim today. So yes, Lagos is crazy, and sometimes you have to join in the crazy, but please think about your life. If not yours, the life of the next person who's also on a steering, driving next to you. We'll be right back after the break on the other side. We're going to talk about men and women, something that might interest you for the next 30 minutes. Stay with us. It's still the sunny side. The nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Mary Ann Okon. We will be right back. Still the sunny side on the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. 2 minutes gone past the 2 o'clock hour. And let's talk about the independent woman. Don't come for me. Because, you see, there are certain people who hold an opinion about independent women. And this man succinctly put, in his words that if a woman is comfortable, she's getting her money, she's got a great job, she's on top of her game, she doesn't necessarily, need a man. So that's what I heard. But let's talk about it on a serious note. There are certain positions that people hold and believe that this is what it should be. You know, they're saying a woman who's comfortable doesn't need a man. Women and men, let's talk about it, because men, you're the ones who experience the women. The women are the ones who that are being talked about today. So I'm going to open the floor and have this conversation for the next 20 minutes before we get into environmental conversations. But is it true that a woman who is comfortable doesn't need a man? I mean, because this man is saying that the more bills a woman pays by herself, the less attractive men become. And that's because he thinks that the man is not bringing anything to the table but headaches and wasted time. Don't throw me under the bus. Just listen. Listen to this gentleman and what he has to say about women.
The less attractive men become, because she's now so independent that all she's worried about is taking care of her family and leveling up. To her, a man has no place in her life because he's not bringing anything to the table but headaches and wasted time. Yes, she's in her masculine energy, and that's not gonna change until a real man steps up to the plate and takes some of that weight off her shoulders.
Okay, so that's the gentleman. He obviously was hosting a podcast. And, you know, normally if a woman says this, then of course this it fires a debate. But this is also worthy of a debate. So this man is saying that, look, the more bills a woman pays by herself, the less attractive men become. And he says, because the man is not bringing anything to the table but headaches and wasted time. Now, I'll put a caveat. This man is an Oyibo man. I'm already reading the minds of people. These things, those things happen abroad. But if you meet a woman who's getting it, and when I mean getting it, she's got a great job, she's got a great house, she has a nice car, her life is okay. If she wants to travel, she can. If she wants to have a nice, you know, cooked meal at home, she can. If she wants to go out for dinner with friends, she can afford it. And this man is saying, the moment a woman gets to that position, men become less attractive to them. But then in the same breath, he says, she would now be waiting for a particular guy, a real man, you know, to step in and take his place. So who's a real man? And what are the characteristics of a real man who's able to step up or level up with that kind of woman? First and foremost, is this a particular analogy that you'd stand by, or would you kick it? I'm just curious. Let's talk about it. We have just about less than 20 minutes to look at this particular issue. So yes, this is our social construct aspect of the show. 0700-993-993-993. People say that, you know, the more bills women pay, when a woman has everything, you can't talk to her. How true is that? How true is it? 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter and send me a WhatsApp message. I would love to hear from you. Okay, we have a lady first. Hello, good afternoon. No. It's a very noisy place. Too noisy. Can you call me back? It's too noisy. I can barely hear you. Thank you. Hello. Welcome to the sunny side. Turn off your radio, please.
Yeah, I've just done that.
All right. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
John, calling from Ogun.
Go ahead.
It's not applicable to every woman. Mm. Every woman. Let me put that. It's not applicable. That picture he just painted now. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
There are some women that has money and are still submissive. Yes.
And when you use the word submissive, is she an animal that she has to be submissive?
No, they don't nag. They tag along with their husband. They are very helpful. It's not that she's an animal. They are very helpful. They realize what is the importance of managing a home. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm listening.
Yeah, so they realize the importance of managing a home. And they don't allow anything to get it. They are not heady. Let me put it that way. They are not heady. They don't allow whatever they have to go into their hair, it's not every woman. So it's not applicable to every woman. So thank you.
Mm. But why is it that money, having money and comfort on the part of a woman equaled to not needing a man? Because you hear people saying, all these women, when they want, they have master's, they have PhD. All these women, see, if they, the way they are, that their level, it's very difficult to talk to them. Why is that? Because I'm thinking that, this is my position, and it might not be relevant to you, but I'm thinking, does money, and this is across the spectrum, whether you're male or female, or in between, money supposedly heightens your characteristics, whether they were good or bad. So is it just about the women? Again, in case you're just joining us on Social Constructs on the Sunny Side, a man here is telling us, he obviously is hosting, he's a host of a podcast, and he says, the more bills a woman pays by herself, the less attractive men become. And he also goes along to say that this man is not bringing anything to the table but headaches and wasted time. So again, I'm asking, why do we always equate money and comfort in a woman's life to her not needing a man? 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Maryam.
Good afternoon.
This is Anne. I'm calling from Koka, Orile.
All right, Anne, go ahead.
So, I don't agree with that. Well, what women really want is love and respect from their men, whether she has all the money in the world. But unfortunately, black men don't give that to their women. That's why women start to stay alone. And the black men are the ones complaining, you know. Just give us that love and respect that we deserve. Treat me like a queen and I will treat you like a king. But
they
find it hard to do.
Yeah,
to
but,
do that.
But I'm asking from a position, I mean, bear in mind, I'm a lady. There are men who see, I mean, there's something that must have triggered this, because there are men who say, women who get to a certain level, they have some money, they've been single for a while, they don't care about the men. It's difficult for you to woo them. I'm putting you in the position of that woman. If you are of a certain pedigree, you have money, you have everything that you need, how easy will it be for you to accept a person who's not on your level?
It doesn't matter if he shows me true love, that he truly cares. If he shows me he loves me, and me alone, and gives me that respect, that I'm his woman, and he treats me and respects me everywhere possible, I will treat him like a king.
Mm. Okay.
I will respect him as my man, but unfortunately, they don't do that, and they want our respect.
Mm.
You know? Okay. It's not going to work.
Okay.
You respect a lady and she treats you like the king you are.
Hmm.
But because they feel I'm a man, you're a woman, you should be under me. It doesn't happen that way. It was in the old, we're in the new world today, but most of them don't want to understand that. They want us to live in the days of Okonkwo.
Okay, Anne, thank you very much for calling. Very interesting perspective. But guys, what do you think? And I want real life experiences. If you have had a run-in with a lady who, I mean, your guys must have said she's way above you. I mean, she's not on your level. Are you sure you can handle that? And then, you know, for you, she was the price. You won it. But was it worth it? Were you able to level up? And I also wonder, should it be a leveling up game? Or did you struggle? Because half the time she's got it. Half the time she pays. Half the time she's... Did it ever come across to you as she's being cocky or full of herself because she's always picking up the bills, because she can pay, because she can do this, she can do that? Do you ever feel that you are not needed because she's got it? I'm curious, guys. Let's hear it. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Wale. I'm calling from Magodo.
Wale, go ahead, please.
Oh, what you just said now, let me just give an example. Mm-hmm. I have a friend. We both went to the same school, a degree level.
Mm-hmm.
So he got to a time, he went into engineering work and all this side work. So he was seeing little money. So he used the money he got to train his girlfriend to a PhD level.
Wow.
Now, the woman went abroad and she got jobs. She's making money. She bought herself a car. Now, the respect she has for that guy has stopped. The guy is complaining bitterly that the girl that was loyal, submissive to him when they were in both degree levels, she has stopped all those stuff. She's saying money. She's going with rich men, CEOs. Now, what should that kind of guy do? Because the guy is saying he wants to break out.
So can I ask a question? I'm so sorry to talk over you, but can I ask a question?
Okay.
Is it possible that this guy had, this lady, I beg your pardon, had always been this person? It's just because she didn't have money, so this wasn't, it wasn't, you know, magnified.
You know, one thing about human beings is that when you have what you don't have before, you begin to expose some character in you.
But do you not think that those were innate characters before the money came?
I can't really say precisely, but I know my guy very well. I know him deeply. So I don't think he will be
so, yes, you know your friend, but did you know the girl? Because it was your friend who was in a relationship. He would be in a better position to answer this question. Could it have been that he saw this, but because he had what she needed and he wanted her, he overlooked it. He overlooked the red flags. And now that she has what she needs, he's complaining maybe about the same things he used to complain about in private. Could it be? I hit a nerve, didn't I? So, like I said, it's very possible. And you can, I mean, call me, please, and debate it with me. Is it not that people already are of a certain character? It's just that money, power, and some level of exposure heightens or magnifies it? I might be wrong, but please feel free. But let's go back to the core of what we're discussing on social construct. A man here who's a podcast host is saying that a woman who pays her bills, I mean, the more bills that she pays by herself, the less attractive men become to her. And in his words, he's saying that the man is not bringing anything to the table but headaches and wasted time. How true is that? And why is it that we always say that, you know, when a woman gets to a certain level, she sees money, she's touching money, she's got influence, she becomes cocky? Isn't that detail for everybody else who already has that in its character of being a terrible person? For want of a better way to put it. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Please join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. And if you're a lady, 01465-7190. Hello. Please turn off your radio.
Hello.
Yes.
Please be a quick one, John. Why should somebody... Why would
John,
you be...
John,
you
have to allow others listen, to listen call. Now. No, John. We have to let others speak. Okay, please. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Marianne and Akoboko.
Mm-hmm.
99% of women are into this social discrimination.
Social what?
It is called... What you bring about now, this topic is called social discrimination. Many of them are into that. If they have money, they don't send some men. But some of them are cool-headed and they can be under a man. But many of them will get money. They say they can never be under a man. But to me, I can be under them. But the only way thing I cannot do is to wash on their underwear.
Okay. It's okay. It's her afternoon. What kind of talk is this, Koboko? Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Obuna. I'm calling from Aja.
Obuna, have you had a run-in with a lady who was above your pay grade or something? And did you get any bad feeling from it?
Number one, as a man, a woman is not above a man. No matter how much you earn, it just depends on the man you're dealing with.
Mm.
And like the last woman made mention of something. She said, we are in the days of the old, we are in the new days, and things are no longer the way it was in the old days. And that's the problem we are having. Because as a man, what I require from you is respect. that respect is what I interpret, I as a man interpret into love, then I will respect you and love you equal. You can't come to me and demand respect as a woman, no matter how much you earn. Your money, to me as a man, your money is nothing to me. Because I can never be in a situation where I ask you to give me money.
So you're saying, even if you've hit a rough patch and you're still coming up in life, but this woman is made and you love her, you like her, you want her, and you're going after her, and then you get her because, you know, she likes you against all odds. You don't think that at any point in life you would feel like you're not good enough, that you're not up to it? Is there something that you would do that would make you feel that? Oh, you're doing this because you're paying the bills.
Those are kind of men who have inferiority complex, who don't believe in themselves.
I see.
I work for myself. I make my own money. Why should I be intimidating the money?
I'm sorry, sir. What if you are unable to work for yourself? What if you're working for yourself, but you're unable to make half a quarter of what she's able
to make? I don't know about that because I'm working for myself, so I don't feel intimidated. For my own self, I'm not speaking for everybody.
Okay. I totally agree. All
in
right.
My own opinion.
Hello? Oh, I think we lost that call. Okay, so again, life is full of ups and life is full of downs. Now, there are people who can afford any woman of their choice, whether she's high and mighty or she's just low down and, you know, simple. But then there are people that, you know how they say about love, that, you know, it doesn't tell why you love, you know, you can't really tell who you love because this is where your heart, this is what your heart wants. And if your heart wants this lady who's way above you, you're not on the same level for anything. Maybe you're a very good looking guy, but you no get money. Or probably you used to have money, but you hit a rough patch. But you want this lady and maybe she wants you back. And then you guys keep it going. And then maybe you're married, blah, blah, blah. But then you're still unable to punch to the level where her weight is. Are there things that she would do that would trigger that thing that, oh, she doesn't want me. Or she's acting this way because she pays the bills. Or maybe you can even actually pay the bills. But because she's already that comfortable, she doesn't see it as a problem to always want to pick the bills. She always wants to pay. She doesn't need you to do this or that for her because she's got it. Would you count that as some level of quirkiness or she being excessively independent? We've got about 4 minutes. I'm going to go on Skype to take a call from Habib.
So a real man.
Hello, Habib. Can you hear me? Hello, Habib. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, where are you calling us from? Yes.
Oxfordshire, England.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make a quick comment on this, what you're talking about currently. I don't understand what all the guys have been saying, honestly, because I'm genuinely confused at their reaction. So I'll just put out this life hack. I'm speaking towards committed relationships and marriage. Mm-hmm. The best thing, and anyone can what's the word, argue with me on it, but I'll tell you for a fact, the best thing that can happen to a guy in a committed relationship or in a marriage is to have a woman who is wealthier than he is. A smart man.
Really?
Who has that should be... Yes. Like, I don't understand what guys are saying. That's what I pray for. That is the best that can happen to you. If you know your worth, if you know what you're doing as a man, and you're with the right woman, who is just as committed as you are, who has a good head on her shoulder, who is just as religious as you are, but she happens to have more money than you, what else could you ask for? Because what that means for you as a guy is that once you do the bare necessities, once you play your role, you can rest because you know that she got you.
She's got you.
So, if there's mutual respect, if there is healthy relationship between the two of you, the fact that she has more money than you should not be your problem. In fact, it's what I wish for. Like, I couldn't be bothered. Honestly, I pray that my
some
wife
people
is
are
than I am.
Some people
because
might be cussing you out
my,
now.
Her money doesn't disturb me.
Some people might be cussing you out now that you are a gold digger.
That's the point. A gold digger is someone who has no self-respect for themselves. Why do you want to take someone else's money? Get yours. The point I'm trying to make is, like, when you are the only one who has all the relationship as the guy, it means you have to do 100% all of the time.
Okay.
That's a burden, especially within the African context.
Okay.
But she's wealthier than you. You still play your role. But maybe this time you're only doing 70, 80 because she will support. But not because you're asked. She can see that you're doing it. So she will willingly say, okay, let me help. And even if she doesn't, it doesn't matter. Play your role. Do that's why I use the word the bare minimum. I'll give you a good example. Random example.
Habib, we don't have time. We don't have time. We don't have time. I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling, Habib. We have to go for a break because in a bit, after the break, Desmond Majakodumi will be here in the studio to talk to us. Of course, we know we're talking environment. And it's very important to take care of Mother Nature so he can take care of us. We'll be right back after this break with Desmond Majakodumi. But from here, I want to say thank you, everyone, for being part of the conversation. Unfortunately, I can't take everybody's call. Yes, I can't because time is far spent. But don't forget to follow Nigeria Info on all of his platforms, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. And do same, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. That's Mimi Ayo. You can just search for Mary Ann Jukakun everywhere else. I will be back tomorrow with Confessions Thursday. This has got to be fun. I'm Mary Ann Jukakun. Have a beautiful day. Desmond Majakodumi joins us after the break.